At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, November 15th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the first of two, a Maction doubleheader. Isn't it nice to have a little Tuesday football? I think it is. But for this game, we're going to go to the most heavily bet game of the night, Big Maction Showdown, Ohio, visiting Ball State. 7 p.m. kickoff here. It'll be played on ESPN2 if you're looking to sweat this thing on TV. Currently, Ohio is listed as a short 4-point road favorite with a total of 55. Now, going into this one, we have two teams trending in opposite directions. Ohio is 7-3. They've won 5 straight games. They just beat Miami, Ohio, 37-21, easily covering as a 2.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Ball State, 5-5 record, but they've lost 2 of their last 3 games. They just lost to Toledo, 28-21, although they did cover as a +14 road dog in that one. And what we've noticed in this one is kind of the lack of line movement. And typically when you're a market-based bettor like myself, line moves are what really get you excited. But sometimes it's when a line doesn't move that gets you equally as excited. So what I'm seeing here is a little bit of a line freeze. And basically what a line freeze is when you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line really will not move at all. It kind of shows you some liability and a reluctance on the part of the books to adjust the number toward the popular side, which basically, if you take a step back, is telling you that, hey, they don't want to move it because there's liability on the unpopular side. They don't want to hand out a better number to the contrarian bettors on the other side of the bet. So basically what we're looking at is Ohio, a big public play tonight. They're getting around 2/3 of bets across the market, but Ohio opened -4 and they've pretty much stayed -4. They've never gotten to -4.5. They've even dipped down to 3.5 briefly at different moments, where it comes back down to 3.5 up back to 4. So basically the line has never moved off 4. It has dipped toward Ball State. It's never gone to 4.5. So that tells me that even though you're getting 2/3 of bets on Ohio, you know, typically if you're getting around 66%, you should be Ohio opening -4 up to -4.5, up to -5. But that hasn't happened. The line stayed exactly where it's at. Some books have even, again, briefly dipped to 3.5. That tells me that there's some liability here on Ball State getting the points at home. Ball State's only getting around 1/3 of bets, but almost half the money. So it's a pretty good bet split there in their favor. And really, again, it's the fact that the line hasn't moved to me despite heavy Ohio betting, who, again, has won 5 straight. Ball State has lost 2 of 3. Public kind of says, hey, Ohio easily in this one. This line should be much higher. It's an easy gift here from the books. But again, if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. I would also mention here some money toward the over. You did open around 53. You're up to 55. Looks kind of like a pro and Joe over. And what that means is basically the pro bettors, the sharps, the wise guys, and the Joe bettors, the average Joe public bettors, recreational bettors, whatever you want to call them, the bettors that bet, you know, low amounts for fun and bet based on gut instinct and bias. Looks like both of them are pretty much on the over here. 73% of bets over, 80% of money on the over, and it has risen 53 up to 55. And just one comment on the pro and Joe kind of thing. You know, I think a lot of new bettors who kind of learn these these different terms and the ways that we kind of explain games. And definitely when I kind of first got into betting, I always thought, hey, pros and Joes. Wow, that's kind of interesting. You got the people who know what they're doing, the people who are betting based on, betting for fun here. But I always thought at first, and a lot of bettors think this too, that pros and Joes are always on opposite sides. And that's really not the case here. Sometimes pros and Joes are on the same side. It is oftentimes true that they're on different sides, but sometimes they're on the same side. And the pros, you know, they don't really care about betting percentages. They don't care what the public's doing. They're going to bet based on their own internal numbers. Like, for example, maybe they had a total of 55 in this one to start. It opened 53. Boom, they hit the over. Where the public says, hey, I'm just going to bet this over because Ohio scores a lot of points a game. So maybe different reasons why. But either way, you know, the pros will not lay off a bet or go the other way. Just because the public's on it, they don't care what the public's doing. They're betting based on their own numbers. But again, pro and Joe, sometimes you do see that happen. And it does look like that is the case here with this over. Ohio is 7-3 to the over this year. In terms of the weather, it's going to be pretty cold, mid-30s, about 5 mile per hour winds, a little bit of rain possibly. But really, when we talk about weather affecting totals, it's always the wind. It's really not the rain, the snow, the sleet. It's really the wind that really definitely benefits an under, makes you run the ball more, chew up the clock more, harder to throw it and kick it. And again, wind isn't really a factor here, 5 miles per hour, even though it will be kind of cold and rainy. But again, pro and Joe over, and we have seen a line freeze here for Ball State getting 4.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's go to the other Maction Showdown today. A nice little doubleheader here. Another 7 p.m. game. By the way, can't we stagger these? Why do we have only 2 games and they're both at 7? Can I get one at 7 and one at like 10 so I can kind of not have to sweat them at the same time? But anyway, I digress. I'll write a letter to the NCAA about that, about their schedule making. But anyway, this other game here for Maction, Bowling Green and Toledo. Another 7 p.m. game. This will be on ESPNU. Hopefully you get that channel. But then also in this one, Toledo. Listed as a big favorite, a 15.5-point home favorite here with a total of 50. Now, Bowling Green going into this matchup, they're 5-5. They had a 3-game win streak going, but it just ended last week against Kent State. They got absolutely destroyed, 40-6. Didn't even come close to covering as a 3-point home dog. Meanwhile, Toledo, 7-3. They've won 2 straight. They've won 5 of their last 6. Playing pretty good football here. They just beat Ball State 28-21, although they did not cover as a 14-point home favorite in that one. What we've seen in this one is movement toward Toledo. Toledo actually opened laying 14.5 at home. They're now up to -15.5. And I do see a couple shops that could be trending up to -16. So Is it notable that a line is getting bigger toward a big favorite? No, because typically you would say, hey, public sees a blowout, they're laying the points of the favorite, and maybe that's why you're seeing the line move. But actually, Toledo, you know, even though you're laying a big number here, they're really not a huge public bet. Using our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, it's pretty much right down the middle, 50-50. Like, public likes Toledo, but they're kind of wary of laying those big points. Bowling Green, obviously, came off a blowout loss last week, so they're really not sure what to do. They're torn. The public is right down the middle, 50-50. So when you're looking at bet splits, and again, we have these great splits from VSiN.com, from DraftKings, real bets from real bettors, telling you where, obviously, the public is at. But the whole point is, when you look at 50-50 ticket splits, theoretically, in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all if the bets are even. However, when you do see a line move when tickets are 50-50, that's notable because it's most likely driven by respected money causing that line move. So what I'm getting at is Toledo's only getting 50% of bets, yet they did move -14.5 up to -15.5 and now -16. So, you know, normally I'm not really interested in laying, you know, 15.5, 16 points in a primetime game, but Toledo's actually not very public. It's right down the middle, and they have seen this line move. So they are getting only 50% bets, but 62% of the money. So another indication here of maybe Toledo getting some respected money with that line move. And what you're banking on if you're going to bet Toledo tonight is their offense. They're averaging 35 points per game. Bowling Green is only averaging 22 points a game. So obviously, if you want this favorite to cover, you're going to need them to score, and Toledo does score at a high rate this year. I've also seen some under money here. The total opened at 51. It's now down to 50. This is notable because 75% of bets are on the over. Public says, give me the over here. Going to be an easy over. Yet this total has fallen, 51 down to 50. So looks like some reverse line movement to that under. Bowling Green, 4-1 to the under their last five games. And similar to the weather in Ohio, Ball State, for Toledo here, pretty much the same. High 30s, moderate 5-mile-per-hour winds, and you do have a little bit of rain expected. But this one would be movement to the under, and not really a public play, but some sharp money, it looks like, toward Toledo as a big favorite. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward that first game that we talked about from action tonight. Give me Ball State +4. I'm sweating Ball State here, guys. A couple reasons why. Number one, it's just an ultimate buy low, sell high play. Where if you look at Ball State, they've lost two of their last three. Look at Ohio, they've won five straight. So again, mentioned this in the early cap, but this looks like one of those, you know, too good to be true plays where Ohio is much better record, riding high. Ball State's lost two of their last three. Ohio, again, has won five straight. This line's only 4. Boom, just lay it with Ohio. They're going to easily roll in this one on the road against Ball State. Who knows? Maybe they will. But from a market-driven perspective, again, I see liability on Ball State because of this line freeze, even some reverse line movement anytime this thing got down to 3.5. So mention what the line freeze was, but we have heavy betting Ohio, 2/3 of bets here. Yet the line never went, it opened -4 Ohio and never got to 4.5. That's really the key to me, that it never got to 4.5 despite being a public play. It never got to 5, obviously. It's either stayed right where it's at 4, or it's briefly dipped to 3.5, gotten back to 4. So basically, if you look at where it opened and how it's moved, it's never gone up. It's either stayed the same or gone down. And that's notable because they're the public play. Ball State's only getting 1/3 of bets, yet the line stayed where it's at. And it's even moved a little bit toward Ball State at different times. So that kind of tells me that even though Ohio's the public play, you know, the books don't want to give out a 4.5. They don't want to give out a hook there to Ball State bettors. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, as I mentioned, Ball State, pretty good splits here. Only 1/3 of bets, but almost half the money. And then also, aside from a really good buy low, sell high spot, it's your most contrarian play of the night. This game, Ohio and Ball State, there's only two games, Bowling Green, Toledo, as you mentioned, Ohio and Ball State. But Ball State, Ohio is the much more heavily bet game. You're getting almost double the amount of tickets on this game versus the Bowling Green, Toledo game. So for that reason, and then also, you know, this game will be on ESPN2, which everyone gets. ESPNU, I don't know if that's an added feature you have to pay more for. I know I pay for all the packages there. I'm one of those old people that still obviously pays for regular cable because I need all the different channels. But what I'm getting at is everyone's going to watch ESPN2 at every bar in America. Does every bar in America have ESPNU? I'm not sure. But most heavily bet game tonight, most lopsided game, line freeze Ball State. I'm going Ball State, guys. Buying low after a blowout. Give me Ball State +4. Now to the NHL. A couple of Josh's sweats here in the NHL. First one, give me the Florida Panthers. I'm on the Panthers tonight, guys. They're at home, 7 o'clock game against the Washington Capitals. A couple things I like about this one. Number one, line move toward Florida. Florida opened at home around a minus 180 home favorite. You've seen them get steamed up now to minus 190. So some pretty good movement there. 10 cents of steam in favor of the Panthers. This would match as a home favorite with a line move in their direction. Those teams are 65-30 this year, 68%, 5% ROI. And also a sweet spot big favorite. So if you look at favorites that are between minus 175 and minus 225, that's been the best sweet spot for betting favorites. Teams in that little angle there, or little spot, are 54-21, 72%, with a 9% ROI. Also, Florida is 4-1-1 at home. This year, been good on home ice. Washington is just 2-5-1 on the road. They've struggled on the road. Also, a rest versus tired. Florida hasn't played since the 12th. You look at Washington, they played the 13th. Washington is also playing their third game in 5 days, so hopefully you're a little bit tired here. And then defensively, they're both giving up 3.1 goals a game, but it's the offense of Florida that's really been the edge here, hopefully. 3.2 a game versus 2.9 a game for Washington. So we have a rest advantage, we have a couple system matches, we have a sharp line move, and we have a good home versus a bad road split for Washington. Give me the Florida Panthers, minus 190. Let's go, Florida. Our last Josh's sweat of the night, final game here, another NHL game. Give me the New Jersey Devils. Has anyone seen what the Devils are doing this year? This is not your dad's Devils. These are the good Devils. They're 12-3. Things are finally looking up here in Jersey. I know Tony Soprano must be happy about this one. But anyway, they're on the road at Montreal. Montreal is 8-6-1 here. They've had a decent start as well after their terrible last year. But I'm going to go Devils. This one opened Devils minus 155 on the road. Now you're up to minus 170. So you've seen this line move in favor of the Devils, about 15 cents of steam. They'll match a couple systems here, rested off a win. So if you've had at least 3 days since your last game on the year, you are 19-10, 66%. Favorites off a win, taking in some momentum. You're expected to win this game. That's 59% this year, but it's actually 66% the last few years. Devils are 7-3 as a favorite. They're 5-1 on the road, both in those spots tonight. Offensively, 3.7 goals a game versus 3.1 for Montreal, or should I say Montreal. And also defensively, Devils are only giving up 2.5 goals a game. You look at Montreal, they're giving up 3.2 goals a game. So I'm going to ride the Devils in this one. Montreal also a little more tired. They're playing their third game in 6 days. So give me the Devils here. Good line move. Let's see if this red-hot Devils team can get a win for us tonight. I'm on the Devils at minus 170. So that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, November 15th. Reminder, I do another podcast called the Market Insights Podcast. It comes out at 3 p.m. Eastern time every afternoon. If you enjoy morning bets, give Market Insights a shot. It's the same kind of breakdowns, looking at betting from a data-driven, sharp, contrarian angle, but it's a much longer pod, so you get a lot more information. I'll give you all the updates from, you know, I'm giving you guys all the numbers at 6 a.m. in the morning. So by the time, you know, 2, 3 o'clock rolls around, even more data has come in. So a lot of that data is even stronger. But I invite you to listen to the Market Insights Pod for some more updates later today. But of course, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. And enjoy the sweats here on a big Maction Tuesday. And of course, as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy your Tuesday, guys. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.